Like, me and Sam are very close. I mean, it's deeper than just a teammate. I mean, that's my brother, and he care for his well-being. So, I mean, just to see him not be able to come out of there is tough because he has a lot of passion for this game. But at the same time, he still walks around with a smile on his face. So you respect that of a man. I mean, he's still willing to help out, and he's still, I can say, leading from behind the scenes. So I really respect that from him. And he's going to keep doing that. He's going to do everything he needs to do to get back healthy.
Does that kind of put more on you guys to kind of make up for him in his absence? Is that the mindset?
No, mindset is just you have to stick to your own identity. I mean, there's only one Sam Shields on this team. And just like everyone was brought to this locker room for their own special, unique skill set. So that's what you really have to stick to. Don't try to go out and be Sam Shields. You go out and be yourself. And I think guys are doing that. Guys are playing with confidence. And I feel in our room, including Sam, corners and safety, we have a tight-knit group. So we all want to see each other succeed and willing to help each other.
He's missed 7 out of 9 games, though, with concussions, right, Morgan? I mean, you start to worry a little just about his long-term health. I mean, what's the guy like, 35, 40, 45?
I mean, at the end of the day, I don't know the feeling. I'm not the one living with it. So that's Sam. That's up to Sam. And I don't know what he's going through, but as of right now, for what I see, he has good energy, positive energy about it. So, I mean, we just take it day by day. And at the end of the day, I mean, that's our brother, and we support him, and he supports us 100%.
Football, they got really dynamic receivers. How do you stop them, or what do you do to contain them and not give up a big play?
We just make sure that our communication is on a high level, and not looking to one man trying to stop those guys. We all have to work together. I mean, those are athletic receivers, and I mean, some of the top receivers in the league. So to stop guys like that, you have to work together. And they have one of the greatest quarterbacks leading them, so it's going to take a collective effort, and it should be a lot of fun.
Morgan, with all the young guys at corner, D and Q and Ladarius, they've never faced Eli before. You obviously have. Is there anything you kind of tell those guys as young guys when they're facing a guy like Eli for the first time?
Just trust your technique. Trust your technique and training you've been doing all week. And most importantly, it's primetime TV. You enjoy the moment. Have fun with it. I mean, that's what you dreamed about as a little kid, having the opportunity to play on the national stage like that. Enjoy the moment, trust your technique, have fun, and do your best.
Morgan, how do you look at the whole Odell Beckham thing? He's kind of he can be a little bit of a loose cannon and stuff. How do you approach that whole thing?
Be honest with you, I really don't pay any attention to it, really. I mean, our main focus is just the 53 guys in here and just trying to find a way to get each other better. I mean, it's a most important game to us, the next game on the schedule. So now we got to find a way together to come together and just go 1-0 this week and not pay attention to what's going on the outside world. We spend a lot of time here, so we don't even have time to pay attention.
A guy like that, is there any kind of way you want to get under his skin, or you guys emphasize maybe trying to get him off his game and take him out mentally, because some teams have been able to do that?
I think you just go in and play your game. Like, I mean, you can't worry about it. Like I said, it's about us at the end of the day. We can't worry about and let someone else dictate the way we carry ourselves. I mean, you stick to your character, you stick to your identity, and that should take you a long way. And like I said, at the end of the day, it's about us playing together and finding a way to come out 1-0 through the week.